And Syria has called for serious and immediate UN action against Qatar over its support for the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front. The Syrian Foreign Ministry has sent a letter to the UN Secretary General and the head of the UN Security Council. The letter rejects claims made by Qatari officials alleging that Damascus had used chemical weapons against the Syrian people. It said Syria has always called for an investigation into the use of chlorine gas by terrorists against civilians, while Qatar has tried to cover up for their allies in the Al-Nusra Front. It said the facts on the ground indicate that Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey have provided toxic materials to terror groups, including ISIL and the Al-Nusra Front. The Syrian Foreign Ministry's letter also pointed to Qatar's Al Jazeera channel hosting a top Al-Nusra Front commander as solid proof of Doha's support for the terror group. To discuss that further, we're now joined with Ms. Mimi Al-Laham, who is a Syrian activist and political commentator, and she's joining us live now via Skype from Australia. As always, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. How important has Qatar's role been in the current terrorist situation in Syria?
Well, it's been central. Without Qatar's money, there wouldn't be a terrorist situation in Syria. It all began with Qatar's funding of the insurgency, which is now mainly Al-Qaeda, Jabhat al-Nusra, or ISIS. And it's now even the latest victories that Jabhat al-Nusra have been gaining in Syria are a result of a mass amount of Qatari support, Qatari and Turkish support. You know, it's an open secret that Qatar is the heart of Al-Qaeda in the Middle East, but it also happens to be the place which has the greatest number of U.S. military bases than any other country in the Middle East. So in spite of the fact there's mounting evidence of Qatar's involvement in terrorism, it's likely Syria's call to the UN is going to go on deaf ears.
Right, and what should we put this, this front that Qatar has put up, essentially even hosting a Nusra Front commander on its own channel, Al Jazeera, isn't that a bit cocky at this point?
Well, it's, they know they're going to be protected by the United States that claims to be fighting terrorism. But, you know, it's nothing new for Al Jazeera, because even since 2003, it's been the main place to go and listen to Osama bin Laden's videos. During the Iraq War, they used to happen to find videos by the Al-Qaeda leader somewhere in Iraq. So it just happens to fall into their hands. So it's even more blatant than that, because many Al-Qaeda terror financiers, which are under the U.S. terror watch list, are living freely in Qatar. Salim Hassan Khalifa, Khalifa Muhammad Turki Al-Subay, and Abdul Rahman bin Umair Al-Nuyami, they're all terrorist financiers that happen to be living in Qatar, even though the U.S. continues to deal with Qatar as their number one ally in the Middle East, next to Israel.
Right, and looking at the macro issue, if we may, Ms. Al-Laham, you know, about this issue of Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and others in the region who are involved, obviously, in financing, funding, etc., arming the terror groups, including ISIL, Al-Nusra, etc., are things changing for them, do you think? Because, you know, we just had the Turkish elections recently. We've had a lot of videos of Turkish proof of sending arms into Syria through its borders. Are things going to change?
Well, the only thing that shows that there's a little bit of pressure on them politically as a result of funding terrorism is the fact that there was a Qatari-run initiative a few months ago, earlier this year, that tried to rebrand Al-Qaeda as not a terrorist organization. So obviously there's some sort of threat to them from openly funding terrorism. So in terms of Turkey's election, I'm afraid I don't foresee any real changes, because I think whoever is in power in Turkey, puppets-wise, it doesn't matter, because NATO is the real power in Turkey. And so same goes for Qatar and Saudi Arabia.
Very well. We'll leave it there at that. But as always, of course, we do appreciate your insight. That was Ms. Mimi Al-Laham, who was speaking to us live by Skype from Australia.